Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
Hello and greetings to you. Thanks for downloading. You might be thinking to yourself, wow, you sound a little different today. And I do. I was at an event today that I'm going to be at tomorrow. It's kind of like a convention, the feel of it. But me and one of the anchors, the morning anchor for over at my where I work at, we were at a Civic Center arena in St. Joseph, meeting a lot of high schoolers and talking about careers in the media and kind of what we do. And so my voice is kind of gone. I've been talking all day and in a loud area, so I was kind of talking loudly. So I have lost a good portion of my voice. So what that means is we're going to forego some of the usual bits of the show where I go through some news and some movie trailers. I'm going to save all that news. It's going to be kind of old news by the time we get around to it. But we'll save that for next time. We've got a lot of fun things to talk about. But what I am going to leave you with is I had, of course, Emma. You remember her just a few weeks ago was in with me. And she has watched Back to the Future. Now, what's fun about that is she would be, I guess, Generation Z, as that she is a high schooler. And so she's watched Back to the Future 1 and 2 for the very first time. And so we had a fun conversation with her, which I'm going to present that to you for this show. The only other thing I want to present to you is let me read you a couple of things that happened this week in history. So October 15th, 1923, Walt received a telegram from film distributor Margaret Winkler, who agreed to pay Walt $1,500 for the first six cartoons in the Alex Comedies series. So then October 16th, 1923, Walt signed a contract with M.J. Winkler to produce the Alex Comedies. This became the founding date of the Walt Disney Company, known first as the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio. Now, some other stuff on October 16th. In 1960, Walt was issued an honorary high school diploma from Marceline R. 5 High School. Walt never actually graduated from high school, as he enlisted for service in the Red Cross during World War I. This date is also declared Walt Disney a Day to Dream Day in the state of Missouri. And, of course, R5 means we're organized five. Now, I am curious because I live here in Missouri, and I wonder if this day was just specifically in 1960 when he was presented with a diploma, or if that's something we have every year. The Walt Disney Day to Dream Day here in the state of Missouri. I don't know if that's a statewide thing every year, if it's kind of gone by the wayside or what, but I find that to be very, very fascinating. But as we've hit 100 years of the Walt Disney Company, or the Disney Company, I wanted to read a few quotes. I was kind of saving. I had planned part of our content today of going through some various content of some Disney films, which I'm saving to do with Philip when he can join me. And well, we weren't able to do that, but Walt definitely had some values. I want to read some quotes actually from the official Walt Disney quote book that I got in Marceline last time I was there. It is part of the Disney 100 celebration. And let me read up on some of this. It said, "Deeds rather than words express my concept of the part religion should play in everyday life. I've watched constantly that in our movie work, the highest moral and spiritual standards are upheld, whether it deals with fable or with stories of living action." Another quote, "I ask myself, live a good Christian life. Towards that objective, I bend every effort in shaping my personal, domestic, and professional activities and growth." Another one that's kind of throwing us on the same page, but "Christmas is bigger than all of us." And then another one, "I believe firmly in the efficacy of religion and its powerful influence on a person's whole life. It helps immeasurably to meet the storm and stress of life and keep you attuned to the divine inspiration. Without inspiration, we would perish. So these are some great quotes from the man, Walt Disney himself, of values he held that I don't believe the modern company does. And I think that's to their detriment and perhaps why they are losing faith in quite a lot of people, including myself. But I, you know, I'm still a fan of Walt Disney himself and a vintage Disney product. So I still enjoy, I still love Mickey Mouse. I got a little Mickey Mouse stuff here all over my desk, but, there's values that Walt held that he brought into his storytelling as we read in one of his quotes that I don't think the Walt Disney Company really holds to anymore. All right. But that's all I'm going to talk about Disney and everything and any current events. Now I'm going to pass it over to myself as I'm speaking with Emma about Back to the Future.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want to see a movie?
Yeah. Any good?
It was bad?
I'm fuzzy on the whole good bad thing.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
I like it a lot.
The best movie ever made.
A Fandom Nexus movie review.
Emma is back.
Yes, I am.
Yes. All right. So this, I thought this would be a fun idea. And this gave me the opportunity to do it, even though she's not allowed to be an intern. I thought, what would happen if we took some old 80s movies or movies we grew up watching all the time and we had someone with like a younger generation sit and watch these movies and see if they'd react to it the same way? This is how you find out if a movie really is as timeless as we think it is, as if younger generations can watch it and still enjoy it as much as we have. Now, they might not get the same things out of it. One thing I don't know if you let your daughter know about this, like how big Michael J. Fox was at the time. Through a TV show called Family Ties, which you probably never got to see an episode of Family Ties.
Nope, I have not.
But Family Ties was like a very popular sitcom. It was kind of weird because you had like these like former hippie parents, and then you had Michael J. Fox playing Alex P. Keaton, who was this very right-wing Republican Reaganomics. And he was always supposed to be pointing out that he's wrong because that's the way TV works, you know.
Yeah.
They're always messaging that way. So, but he became very popular because it was very funny. And originally, Back to the Future, they had cast a guy named Eric Stoltz, but he was more of a serious actor. And he just wasn't pulling the laughs that they thought. And so they recast after they'd already shot, I think, just like a few scenes and even the critical scene in front of the mall. And so they replaced him with Michael J. Fox because he actually knew how to be funny, because that's what they were going for.
I thought he was funny.
Yeah. See, he was very popular at the time. So that's really, that's all the marketing they had to do was like, oh, Michael J. Fox is in a movie now. So suddenly we're like, okay, I don't understand what this is. It's time travel. And then, of course, Christopher Lloyd was very popular from being on Taxi. He's always played quirky characters. So you have like two very big names in television suddenly now in a movie. So there was already excitement just for the casting. So there's something like you might have been missing, although you're probably familiar with Christopher Lloyd already.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Michael J. Fox probably retired about the time you were born from Parkinson's. Yes. And so he's had to step down and everything. There's actually Back to the Future's got some charities that actually raise money for Parkinson's research now in his name, which I've actually donated through. I got a nice photo of me at a convention with the Time Machine DeLorean. I'm doing the watch pose. I've got a photo of that that cost me some money that went to that foundation. So I thought it was pretty fun. I might have to use that again for the album cover. So for this episode. So you got a chance to finally sit down and watch two of the movies.
Yeah, I didn't get to the third one.
Ooh, so you get that cliffhanger.
Yeah, I did.
See, that the fun part is, yeah, you're having the same weight that I did, because I saw the first two movies in theaters, didn't know a third one was coming. I was very much surprised when I went to the second one to see that trailer for the third, but I didn't get to see the third one until later on video cassette. So like there was this whole wait knowing this movie was out there that I had to wait to know how it was going to resolve.
Yeah.
So, and one other thing I'm going to mention on casting is just because this is fun, like Claudia Wells, who played Jennifer, who did not return, and I forgot why. I think it's because she was really strung out, had a lot of problems going on in her life, gave her life to Christ later, and this completely turned her life around. It's completely different. So I always like to share that. And then the other, of course, you probably noticed, We didn't have a return of the original George McFly. Yeah, Crispin Glover did not return. He apparently had a very bad experience making the first film, but he's very an eccentric person. There actually ended up being a lawsuit because actually one of the previous guests I've had on the podcast, the actor Jeffrey Fishback. But there was actually a lawsuit because they made the actor, when they were refilming the past, they wanted him to look like Crispin Glover. And Crispin Glover took exception to that, which I guess you would. But I understood why they would do it, because like, well, you're not going to come back. We want to make sure it still looks like you. We don't want it to be, you know, different. Now, they got away with it with the older version. So yeah. There's a little bit of fun with the casting going on with these two films. But now, all right, let's plunge into your brain here. So.
Okay. Well, obviously, I watched the first and the second one. Did not get to the third. But I kind of decided that I definitely like the second one more.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
There was a lot more to it, I guess, than the first one. I don't know if that's a controversial thing to say.
Yeah. Because the second one's a lot like that second chapter, where it's very kind of dark and it's very depressing when you have the Biff world going on. And so it's hard to get into that one because you're just like, oh.
He's so funny. I loved him. He's so funny.
He's actually done some stand-up there. Oh, the actor who plays Biff, actually super nice guy. And another good Christian guy. And he had a podcast for a little while. Tom, and I have my list of casting here. But he is super, super funny. But he uses the fact that he's actually got a song that I wish I could probably play, but he might have a copyright on it, where all the questions that people always ask him, and he made a song about it that is super hilarious. Tom Wilson, super, super funny. The funny thing is they also the same name as the guy who created Ziggy, but that's a different thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, would you think he's funnier in the second one or in the first one as Biff?
That's a harder one to decide because I thought both were funny, because at the end where it was like a kind of recreation of where McFly was running away from him, and then the cow manure. The recreation of that was really funny. I thought it was really funny.
And one of the questions in his song is, "No, it wasn't real manure." People apparently ask him that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Now, are your mom mind pointing some? Oh, I guess you watched with your dad though.
Both of them.
Oh, you did watch, because you probably know some of these weird things to watch for that are real subtle. Like at the beginning, when he goes to the mall, it's Twin Pines Mall.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you get shown how after he crashes one of the pine trees when he first goes back? Because, Doc is talking about, oh, yeah, I remember that the farmer, he had us all this thing about growing pine trees. Mm-hmm. And that's where Marty crashes. He takes out one of the pine trees on the way. Yeah. And when he comes back at the end of the movie, it's Lone Pine Mall.
Oh, I did not catch that.
There's so many little clever things in that first movie, especially, of course, the references. That's still one of my favorite parts. I'm Darth Vader from the planet Vulcan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what the music was that he was playing?
No.
Because this is before your time. That's Van Halen.
Oh, I love Van Halen. I've heard a few of his songs.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what song they were used and everything, but that's Van Halen that he plays into George's ears.
Interesting. Yeah. I definitely, one of my favorite characters, apart from Biff, of course, was Doc. I really liked him. He's a favorite. I thought he was really funny, really cool.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd's just brilliant. Mm. And everything he does.
Yeah, definitely. I also think that Michael J. Fox, I think he did a really good job at playing Marty.
Yeah.
I really liked Marty, too. He was a very interesting guy. The guitar solo at the end of the first movie, that was so funny. It was so funny. I was like, he went a little too extra. Reminds me of my mom. She likes me.
I had to explain that all to her. With the cousin.
Yeah.
You know, why that
was. Who's your cousin? Marvin Berry?
Yeah.
Is Chuck there?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to kind of explain that to her so she'd get that reference.
Yeah, I got
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. There's, and the other, like, subtle thing is that you could blink and miss it where the mayor's truck, while he's still in 85, goes by. So you just briefly get, like, this guy's the mayor. And then when he meets him back in 1955.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right. He's going to be mayor. Plus, you've probably never heard of a soda called a Tab or a Pepsi Free. Because what was Pepsi Free was the caffeine free version, right? Mm-hmm. And then Tab, I don't remember who made Tab. It kind of came and went. I don't know if I ever drank Tab.
I think that's the Coke version of. I think it was a Coke.
Was it with, maybe it was like a caffeine free
thing?
Because it seems to be trying to avoid the caffeine.
Yeah.
which I guess that was sort of a thing we thought in the 80s. We needed to avoid the caffeine, and then we had the NutraSweet and the Diet Coke. Then we realized that might give us cancer or something. Yeah, all the weird things you missed.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of different points that I told my mom that I was, like, kind of lost what was going on because there was so much going on. I was like, what happened? Where's Marty going? But overall, I think it was a really good movie. I liked both of them. I definitely need to watch the third one, but it was also just like a good time to sit down with my mom and watch it.
Yeah.
It was just a good time for us to spend. So.
Yeah. One of the other subtle things I also liked about the first is you can see like a newspaper clipping mm-hmm. of a fire.
Oh.
Like at a mansion fire. And now there's like a Burger King over there when he comes out of Doc's lab.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to 1955, you realize Doc's lab is still that same garage, and the mansion fire was his home.
Oh.
And so now, of course, he's like lost some of the land, and the Burger King's went over there. There's a comic book that tried to fill in some gaps here within the last, I'm going to say, 5 years or something. Somebody's gotten the rights, and they started filling in those gaps of, like, you know, the Brown family, of where Doc had the money to do all the stuff he did initially. Of course, then you have to have the trick on the plutonium where he's basically lying, but all the other parts and even buying a DeLorean, that's expensive. So Doc is loaded, but they never, you know, really think about it, but there's like this little subtle bit in there that talks about a mansion fire and a newspaper clipping that he's got actually in his lab and all this stuff. It's where some experiment probably went really wrong and Doc burned down his own house, but he still has the garage to live in.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's just kind of funny. It's like I think there's even something about the Burger King that you got to mention, because you notice like right next to it where the mansion would be is this Burger King. So he probably sold the land off to at least get some of his money back. Or, you know, I'm sure the insurance money probably helped a little bit. But
yeah,
you wonder how fast Doc has been burning through his fortune with all of his harebrained ideas before he finally gets something that works.
Yeah.
So there's your message of the movie. Don't give up. Keep making stuff. Keep doing stuff, because eventually...
Yeah, I definitely missed a lot of little things.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of stuff. That's why it's definitely worth it for the rewatching and all the other different stuff.
Yeah, I would definitely rewatch it. I think it's a really, really, really good movie series.
So it still holds up.
Yeah, I definitely probably watched it when I was younger, too. I just don't remember much of it.
Yeah, getting to see a camcorder that actually required tape. Mm-hmm. And you had to hook it up to a TV.
Yeah, fortunately, I'm not that old. My mom might be. Love you.
To have a camera with videotape. Yeah, we're old enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We actually had an old VHS camera when I was a kid. And yeah.
And my mom had one.
They were huge. So now the fun part is when the second movie comes out, and I think it was Pizza Hut. They had the glasses, like the real funky kind of glasses, like the vision of what 2015 was going to be like. It's the second movie. I believe that's 1990, because I remember seeing when we went to go. Or was it 89? No, I think it was 90, because I remember when we went to go see the movie, they had a teaser for the first Ninja Turtle movie in front of it,
mm-hmm.
which I'd only just heard that it was happening, which I thought they were probably still in the middle of making it. So to go that night, see that in front of it, oh my goodness, my... there it is, a Ninja Turtle movie! So, yeah. Believe me, the freak out was big. The freak out was huge for that. So we had this vision. We thought everything was going to be bright colors because mm-hmm. really in the 80s, we had a lot of bright colors. In the 90s, early 90s, if you ever get to see an episode of Saved by the Bell, holy monkey. So 2015, we're looking at 2015 mm-hmm. through the lens of 1990. What we expected, everything neon colors. We wanted to have flying cars.
We still don't.
And we still don't have it. Oh, well, they've got the tech. I've seen stuff where they've come up with like hovers cars. They thought, well, this could work as a car, but it's just not feasible for cars. What was it like now, knowing that we've been through 2015?
Oh, yeah.
Seeing that, did that make it funnier for you?
Definitely, because I was like, it's 2023 now. We still don't have flying cars.
Yeah.
There are some things here and there that I was like, oh, because they had a hoverboard. And I was like, hoverboards were around 2015. So there were some things that were accurate.
Yeah. Well, that's where they got the name for the hoverboard. But they call those a hoverboard. But I'm like, they're not hovering. That's not a hoverboard. They managed to get the name for it. It's like, no, hoverboard was supposed to hover off the ground by magnets, and you get stuck over water because you don't have power. So, yes, that was actually a great scene. But we all wanted those. And there was a rumor that flew around for the longest time that, let's see, was it Mattel that was supposed to have made those? That Mattel had made it. And they used it in the movie, but they were too dangerous to release because people would be falling off of it. So they couldn't get it through safety things, so they couldn't release the toy. Complete lie. But we all believed it for a long time.
What's the toast on? That's a
yeah. Place. I don't worry. It's like, did y'all, I'm not alone in this. Y'all heard this. Yep. You didn't. Yeah. That it was supposed to have been a real toy. I also find it fun to recognize the kid playing the arcade game.
No, I probably missed that too.
Elijah Wood. Frodo Baggins. I was about to say, if you haven't seen Lord of the Rings, that's another one you gotta watch.
I've seen like pictures and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't really watched Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
I'm more goodness. Of a Harry Potter person.
Well, if you think Harry Potter's good, just see the Lord of the Rings.
You would like it.
You'd love it.
Yeah, it's a
dumb. My goodness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Especially go ahead and watch the extended cuts where they put some stuff back in it because it's just that much better. Just got to be ready for Return of the King. It's like 4 hours long when you have the extra stuff in it. But it's good stuff.
So yeah, I sat through the Titanic. I can sit
through yeah, if you can sit through Titanic, then you can, no problem. Lord of the Rings would be a lot more fun. For except for it'll be like 3.5 hours. I think the first two is 3.5 each. And then Return of the King ended up being 4 hours.
That's a lot.
With the extended cuts. It's so good, though. Well, especially the second one that really improves it with the extended on there because it gives the Ents more, which I won't tell you what an Ent is yet because you'll have to find out. But yeah, Elijah Wood, young boy Elijah Wood, is the kid there at the arcade. It's like, that's stupid. That's a baby toy. You have to use your hands. That hasn't changed. We're still playing video games with our hands.
Yeah.
They did try with a few things. They have what did Xbox call that thing?
Oh, the Kinect?
The Kinect, where you're supposed to be able to just move your hands, and it didn't work for snot. It was terrible. It sold a little bit, but it didn't work the way it wanted to, and they tried to make a Star Wars dancing game out of it and all this other stuff.
I guess you played a Star Wars game on it.
They had, like, some sort of, like, Jedi training game, I think, yeah, they tried to make, too.
Yeah, we did that for a little bit, but it didn't keep his attention very long, because you had to be a certain... Like, if you're too close, it didn't work. If you were too far away, like, you had to figure out exactly where you needed to be. And that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So we're still using our hands with baby toys. I thought I had a controller in my lap, but no, it's this. So we're still playing with the baby toys and have controllers. But we're wireless now. Mm-hmm. So I wish they would have shown what a gaming console was supposed to look like in the future.
That would have been really interesting. See their take on it.
One thing that did kind of carry over is that whole 80s cafe. Now, I don't know if the nostalgia was quite as strong in 2015, but nostalgia has become strong. And even in your generation, y'all got an appreciation. I kind of think Guardians of the Galaxy helped putting some of those old songs in there, because some of my wife's students even have gotten into some classic rock over a lot of, you know, thank God somebody's saving them from Taylor Swift by playing some classic rock. OK, so and I don't care if I make the Swifties mad.
I love Taylor Swift.
Well, you go ahead. You're young enough to be able to get away with it.
Play Taylor Swift in the car anymore.
I'll thumbs up that.
He's a little dramatic.
I'm down with that. So you can't hear her father saying how nauseating. But I think that's the only thing that really carried over that we actually got. Uh-huh. Some of the stuff, now, of the stuff that they imagined, I mean, from being able to rehydrate a pizza. Mm-hmm. Well, some of the stuff we kind of did, you know, having the fruit that you were kind of growing in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. There was you probably were around for this because people. What was that thing called? You could grow your tomato plants and you could hang them. And it became like this big thing for a while. Then it all went away.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I remember what it's called.
But you could hang a tomato plant, so you could grow your tomato plants like off your balcony if you're in an apartment, which was great because we did.
That's cool.
So some stuff we kind of did, but of all the different things. What would have been the most favorable thing? What would you have wanted most to actually get?
I can remember the movie theater thing where the shark came out of the... That would have been super cool.
To actually have that in theater?
I mean, we kind of have that, but like 3D, but like not on like the outside.
That would have been super cool. To have the full hologram thing of a big shark.
Yeah, that part was really funny. Him freaking out about it was so funny. I thought it was hilarious.
Now, you've heard of Jaws movies, though, I guess, before, right?
Yes.
So that wasn't like a, what's this?
I think I've watched one. I was more of a Sharknado.
I didn't watch those. It sounded too
silly. I watched all of them.
Yeah, that's what I didn't watch. But I guess they meant them to be that stupid.
Yes,
so.
They did.
But I'm like, yeah, I don't watch movies when they're intending it to be that stupid. So I skipped it.
Yeah, I watched all of them. I think they were interesting.
So, yeah, I think that was the time we thought we were going to always have Jaws movies because they kept making them, even though they were terrible. We thought we were always going to have more Rocky movies. How unexpected then was the ending for Back to the Future 2?
I'm trying to remember the ending. It's been a couple of weeks since I watched it, so I don't remember.
Basically, where they're about to go back there, and Doc is hovering over there. Lightning strikes the car, and phew, and then next thing you know, Marty's getting a letter from 1885.
Yeah, that was like, again, the whole movie, like both movies, I was very confused about the whole thing. So that whole part, I was just like, huh?
What just happened?
What happened? But I know Doc's fine because it's Doc.
Yeah, plus he's got a letter he sent. Like, hey, you know. So yeah, Back to the Future 3, of course, going, and it's basically a weird, goofy Western, which gets even funnier.
Yeah, oh, they did show the preview at the end of it.
Yeah, you get a weird preview.
I was like, that'll be really interesting to watch.
But because I was a kid at the time, I'm sure maybe some magazines, movie magazines, probably had something that they had made a back-to-back, you know. That's the first time I'd ever heard of making a pair of movies that were going to be sequels back to back. I think it might have been the first time it was ever done before. But when you're just a regular goer and you're like, you know, all the hype going around Back to the Future 2, go into that one. I had no idea. And then suddenly we get that cliffhanger ending and we get a preview for Back to the Future 3. Our minds were kind of blown at the time, which I think they have that. Was it the following year?
Yeah, it wasn't too long.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. They didn't make us wait long, but I didn't get to see it until like much later. That's the only one of them I never saw in a theater. So, did it kind of make you want to drive a DeLorean?
Well, she still can't drive, so.
Well, yeah.
Well, see, and that part was kind of lost on her. She didn't realize what kind of car DeLorean was, you know, how rare and.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was a cool looking car.
Everybody back when that's for me anyway, my friend, we all wanted that car. It's like, oh, let's go get one of these, you know? It was.
With the cool doors opening up that way.
It's because they're old.
Yeah. They actually found, there's been news this week, they actually found a DeLorean that has less than 1,000 miles on it.
Oh.
I actually, when I was working in Kansas City Life Insurance, even, the owner of the company actually had a DeLorean. He kept it parked in the parking garage, and he only pulled that when he wanted to because they were notoriously bad cars, which is what made all the stuff in that movie where he couldn't get the thing to start. That was basically because a DeLorean was a perfect choice for that because people really did have that much trouble with it.
Really?
Yeah, that's why they went kaput. Although the company has tried to make a comeback and make a new DeLorean, but I don't know if they've really caught on. I think they were trying to make them as electric cars even, but I don't know. They were like expensive cars, though. So, but part of the idea thrown in there is the metal used was quite perfect for whatever, whatever mock science they came up with. But it actually made it all kind of make sense. Now, which version of time travel would you prefer, though, as far as like the results of it? Back to the Future, where when you go in the past affects your timeline. And although you do get a branching one in the second one, but they were able to restore it back to the original. Take that versus Avengers Endgame, where they constantly were saying Back to the Future had it wrong. And every time you do something in the past, you create a whole new universe. Then, of course, the third option of how we get time travel is Doctor Who, which hopefully you've watched some Doctor Who. Okay.
The other child does Doctor Who.
Okay. But you got wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff where they never really have to explain anything, but you have certain set points just because the doctor says it was that can't be changed, but he can change everything else without really affecting everything else. Which makes more sense to you?
Probably the first one, with the back picture. That makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Kind of reminds me of Flash, where he went and saved his mom or whatever.
Yeah.
Messed up
by everything.
Flashpoint.
Yeah, the whole Flashpoint thing.
That's what it reminds me of.
Now, well, because you watched the TV series of Flash and everything. Yeah, I think they handled it pretty well there.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've seen the movie now, where they did basically the same story, but they did multiverse the Dickens out of that. With it, and yeah, it gets weird. It was a pretty good movie though, if you haven't got a chance to watch it. So yeah, so time travel has always had a weird thing, especially here lately, where now they've multiversed it, but it always made more sense to me in Back to the Future that we're on the same timeline and you just got to be careful. There's even old science fiction stories where they would travel back to, you know, dinosaurs. And they wouldn't let you step out because if you even step on a leaf, we have no idea the ramifications of what could happen. And I can't remember what happens, but something happens and somebody does like step on just the leaf and they go back to their time and everything's completely altered from one leaf. I can't remember the name of it. It's like a short story, but I remember reading it in a sci-fi class. So, but overall, though, so you would still recommend these movies to other people your age?
Yeah, I definitely would. If I had to give it a rating, I'd say 9 out of 10. Only because I was so confused the entire movie. Both of them. I was like, what is going on right now? But it was very enjoyable. I would definitely watch again. I would definitely recommend it to other people.
And the more you watch it, the more it'll make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise we don't know what a flux capacitor is. How does this thing work anyway?
Yeah. All the scientific words that were used. And I'm like, that's big words. I don't know what those mean.
And most of them weren't real. A gigawatt is a real thing. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It sounds like something from Star Wars.
Now, there was Josh Gates. He has a spinoff of his Expedition Unknown. And I forget what it was, but it was during COVID. And they had Christopher Lloyd on there. And they went to the place that has the DeLorean. And they talked about how they made the flux capacitor, how they came up with that idea, what it looked like, how they did it. It's all made out of trash. Seriously.
Wow.
But yeah, Josh Gates has something on it. It's really good.
Huh, neat.
No, but I really liked Doc. I like Christopher Lloyd. I think he's a great actor.
Yeah.
As well as Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, because Leah Thompson was the mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Which is amazing, the makeup they did on her to turn her into the older mom and then get to see her at her age.
I was confused. She had to explain that to me a little bit. I was like, that's makeup?
Yeah, they did a really good job of aging them up. Another kind of fun thing, considering even more TV, like the sister that he has was on, Bosom Buddies, which was Tom Hanks's launch thing. Yes. So Tom Hanks' first thing he did was a sitcom where he and this other actor, I can't think of the name of.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks was the main guy. And then the other guy that was with him, but they were trying to get into this, there was this home that they needed to live in for whatever reason. I can't remember, but it was an all girls home. So they have to dress as women the whole time and not get caught. And the weird thing is there's this blonde headed named Buffy. Cause of course there were blondes named Buffy in the 80s. Tom Hanks had this huge crush on, but he had to be careful that she didn't find out that he was a guy. And it was so screwed up. And it used the Billy Joel song for the theme song. But that's Tom Hanks was a master of comedy actually for years. But yeah, so his sister was actually on Bosom Buddies. And then his older brother was Jimmy Olsen in the original Superman movies with Christopher Reeve, which if you haven't watched those, watch the first two, but try to get the director's cut of the second one. Although I still like the original version of the second Superman movie, but you can kind of stop. Some people, the Richard Pryor third one is still not horrible. It's just not very good. And then the fourth one, ignore it exists. But the old Superman movies were good stuff with Christopher Reeve, man. That was our Superman. The other guy with him.
I know.
Like you're never trying to think of the guy. Because he has done some other things.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of TV references and all. You know, everybody in his family was something.
I can picture both of them.
We can picture him, but can't think of his name. Did I have anything else I'm going to throw in there with that? Of like all the people we got introduced to. Of course, it was fun getting Michael J. Fox getting to play his daughter later. And his son was hilarious. They act like he had been around. But the first time you see him is in the second one movie, but Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The band?
Oh, I love he's the bassist from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, yeah. But he's actually even the guy, well, you won't see him again until the third movie. But he's like one of the bosses at his work who calls him a chicken. Because that's also where they talk about him being in an accident. Or don't forget that Marty was in a bad accident. Right. And that's how he lost his ability to play guitar. Mm. Don't forget that. It'll be important.
Yeah, I like.
And you'll see Flea again.
I've been listening to them a lot lately.
Well, there you go. The other surprise person you see, kind of a background thing you might not recognize, speaking of Titanic. And now the actor's name went out of my head. The bad guy. The main villain guy is actually one of the bad guys in Back to the Future. And in the second one, he's wearing a cowboy hat. He's one of Biff's friends, the tall one. And he always plays villains, except for one time I've seen him not play a villain. They made a movie of an old, like pulp comic character called The Phantom, which actually I kind of liked it as a fun movie. But that's the only time I've seen him get to play a hero because he makes such a great villain. There's even a Tales from the Crypt movie where he plays this monster demon guy. He's so horribly scary. He's great at playing bad guys, but occasionally he gets to play a good guy. But he actually is just a background. You know, he only has a couple of lines occasionally throughout the trilogy. But he's one of Biff's friends, and he became a bigger star later. And I think the big thing most people are going to recognize him from probably is Titanic, of being the jerk boyfriend. But I cannot think of his name now for the life of me.
Right, her boyfriend at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's how irrelevant he was in the movie.
I'm going to go digging around here. Oh, James Tolkien, of course. The fun thing, you see him as Principal Strickland. He does a very similar role in a Masters of the Universe movie in 1987. Which, by the way, if y'all have not listened to Retro Rewind, where I was a guest on there, because James Tolkien was on that one as well. But go and check out Retro Rewind. I was in there, Masters of the Universe episode. I guessed in there. And I'm going to find his name here. Oh, Jason Hervey was actually in there. Milton Baines. Jason Hervey popped up in a lot of things in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Oh, we need to wrap this up. But now I'm like, that's going to drive me crazy if I don't find that actor's name.
From the Titanic.
It was in Huey Lewis. You wouldn't have known Huey Lewis, though, his cameo at all, would you?
No.
Because Huey Lewis wrote at least two songs for Back to the Future, with the Back in Time and Power of Love. And the funny thing is, when Marty and his band is playing a riff from Power of Love, Huey Lewis is the guy who stands up and say, "You're just too dang loud." It's his own song. It's a funny, hilarious cameo when you realize that's Huey Lewis. There's even today, a lot of people don't recognize that as Huey Lewis. Well, darn it, I cannot find that dude's name. You would think it'd be a major. Oh, wow. I mean, he's Billy Zane. There we go. I had been looking at it right before, but I was looking. Oh, look, Harry Waters with Marvin Berry, because I think he's done some other stuff, too. But yes. So that's all the little kind of fun things. Next time you can watch for and then look up Huey Lewis in the News. They were huge in the 80s. They had been like a bar band that people had kind of listened to. It's like, hey, these guys are pretty good. And they got to do songs, which they originally didn't want to do anything for movies. They were asked to actually write a song for Ghostbusters. Oh. Huey Lewis turned it down. So the controversy happens is when Ray Parker Jr., so they told him, we kind of wanted a Huey Lewis song. So Ray Parker Jr. got basically the riff of Huey Lewis's song, "I Want a New Drug." And that's this Ghostbuster theme.
I did that in a talent show in school once.
What, "I Want a New Drug"?
In elementary school. When I was still in Texas. I sure did.
You sung that at a school?
I lip synced it and...
The teachers looked at you.
They're... I loved it, though.
Did you win the talent show?
No, one of my classmates did.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, in elementary school, we had some people that lip synced "Smoking in the Boys' Room."
I was second.
I love that song. I went and saw Motley Crue last year.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I do have a new sponsor for the show that I want to tell you about before we get out of here. Dubby. Dubby has energy drinks, and I think a lot of it is powder. But they have energy drinks where they promise no jitters with their energy drinks. And they are a new sponsor. In fact, I do have some links over there. By the way, if you go to NeverlandPodcast.com, there's a big thing that says Dubby on it. You click that, you can get a 10% discount on your order from Dubby. Or if you just go to Dubby.gg, and Dubby, D-U-B-B-Y, exactly as it sounds, Dubby.gg, you should be able to enter Neverland with as your discount code, and you get this 10% discount. So yeah, check that out. I've actually got some stuff where I should be able to sample it. I have not finished all my stuff to where I get to get some of the product, and I'll be able to test it out and try it myself and let you know what I thought of it. That is coming very, very soon. We'll talk about that. But yeah, W.GG, thanks very much for sponsoring, and get your 10% discount. Try it out. Let me know what you think. Also at NeverlandPodcast.com, you will find a link for my podcast reviews. If you happen to have a podcast, you want to be able to get all your reviews sent to your inbox from around the world, which normally you cannot see the ones except for your own home country. Go and click there and take a look. With that link, you'll be able to help me out the show. They're a long time sponsor and everything, and you can get a pretty reasonable price. I think he's about to raise his prices because he's about to upgrade it. But for a really good price, you can get a year long subscription. It is a great service, so go and check it out. But of course, we want to thank Karen Kennedy, Ricky Pope of Christian Nerds Unite, and Darren Wilhite of the Wilhite and Wall Show for helping me out with the introduction to the show. Don't forget, you can email us at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter, NeverlandPcast, and of course, Facebook. We have both a group and a like page under Neverland Podcast. So definitely come and check it out. Okay, well, that's all I've got to say. That's all I've got the voice left to say to you, other than to tell you to get lost. Oh, hey, you know what? Before you get lost, don't forget we have a Patreon link and a shop as well. If you go to neverlandpodcast.com, you can find links for that one. Patreon is under / Neverland Podcast, of course, and you can become a patron. I do have some special content. The interview you just heard with Emma went on a lot longer with a lot of extra content, and all that extra content is available to patrons to go to patreon.com/neverlandpodcast or find the link on our website. So make sure you go and do that. But so, all right. So from there, though, now I'm going to say to get lost in an adventure. And I will talk to you next time very, very soon. I'll have my voice back, I think, by then. And I've got a lot of fun stuff, actually some more Disney content to jump into that I thought you'd be fun. It's more about some vintage Disney that Philip and I are going to have a wonderful conversation. So make sure you come back and listen to us and tell your friends. Bye-bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.